Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. If you are a lover of American history as it unfolds, as I emphatically and unashamedly am, if you care deeply about our political system and the political issues and personalities and the upcoming election in 2022 and the even more important election in 2024, then today really is a great day because they have resumed with the hearings for the January 6th committee. President Trump calls it the Unselect Committee. It's the Select Committee that is run together by Benny Thompson, the congressman from Mississippi, and Liz Cheney, the congresswoman Republican from Wyoming. And today has been the seventh of these hearings that have gotten actually pretty amazing ratings, especially the ones during the day. They have been planning to do another even more climactic and dramatic hearing tonight. They are still going on. What they're looking at today, for those who haven't seen it, and that's probably many of the people who are listening to us, if you have seen it and you have a reaction to it and you've been waiting to give the reaction to somebody, share with us. I'm honestly interested to hear, because Americans look at this from all different perspectives. There are many Americans, I do believe it's now an American majority, who look back on January 6th as a truly tragic, horrible event. We read yesterday the account of a sergeant in the Capitol Police who was crippled for life. He was forced to give up his police career at age 43. He's had many surgeries trying to recover from the beatings he received from the people who were engaged in legitimate political discourse, at least according to the Republican National Committee at one point. There are many people who understand how horrible January 6th was, everything about it, everything that led up to it, and then the event itself. There are many other people in the country who think, what's the big deal? Why are they continuing to make such a fuss over this? And today, for people who heard the hearings at all, it would be impossible, it seems to me, to actually take the side that, well, the media are over emphasizing this, that they're blowing up its importance, that this is actually a great big nothing, or even worse, there are people who still believe, despite the guilty pleas, despite people who are going to jail for admitting that all of this was a deliberate planning by a number of extremist groups and then by a number of other people who came to Washington, D.C. on January 16th with bad intentions. And yes, I think it's bad intentions if you're talking about killing your fellow Americans over the issue of whether Trump is going to seize the voting machines, or whether you believe or not that somewhere there are the extra 12,000 votes in Georgia that Trump wanted to find. The idea that that this is actually Antifa people who are masquerading as Trumpies, well, it's a pretty extraordinary masquerade if you're willing to allow your entire life to be uprooted for the sake of that masquerade. And, in fact, you're willing to be imprisoned to keep it going. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The basic focus today in the hearings, which again were being run by Liz Cheney and by Benny Thompson, the representative from Mississippi, And the two featured congresspeople today are Jamie Raskin from Maryland, who people will remember. He was the lead member for the House in basically prosecuting Trump's second impeachment, which was also based upon January 6th and what people call, I think misleadingly, the insurrection. I don't think that's the right term. But it was a bloody riot. And it was a riot for political purposes. And it was very clear that there was a conscious purpose, and it's in the White House, and it's testified to by former Attorney General, former counsel to the president, even Kayleigh McEnany. They had testimony from her today, the president's very popular former press secretary, people who still support Trump, who basically acknowledge that the riot that occurred, the violence that occurred, was part of the plan. And the context is extraordinary, the way they are setting it up. In her introductory, her opening statement today, Liz Cheney made a point that seemed to me so good and so relevant and so directly concerned to these issues regarding January 6th and Trump's responsibility and his plans to run for president again, because that is part of the context as well, is Liz Cheney in her opening remarks used a fairly brutal, but it seems to me very persuasive terminology to place this entire thing in the right perspective. Here is what the congresswoman from Wyoming had to say. Clip 55.
The argument seems to be that President Trump was manipulated by others outside the administration, that he was persuaded to ignore his closest advisors, and that he was incapable of telling right from wrong. This new strategy is to try to blame only John Eastman or Sidney Powell or Congressman Scott Perry or others, and not President Trump. In this version, the president was, quote, poorly served by these outside advisors. The strategy is to blame people his advisors called, quote, the crazies for what Donald Trump did. This, of course, is nonsense. President Trump is a 76-year-old man. He is not an impressionable child. Just like everyone else in our country, he is responsible for his own actions and his own choices.
Okay, this partially introduces part of what they discussed, and they discussed it together with recordings of more than a dozen eyewitnesses who participated in it, including some of the top members of Trump's staff. And this is on December 18th, right after the Electoral College actually voted. The way it says in the Constitution that you do a presidential election is the electors who have been chosen, who have all been certified by the state legislatures where they live, they all are supposed to assemble in the state capitol and then cast their electoral votes, mark their ballots. And then January 6th, those ballots are supposed to be counted publicly and opened by, with the vice president presiding over a joint session of Congress. That's the way it's supposed to work. But on December 18th, after the electoral votes were actually tallied the way they were counted, the electors had gone, and the Trump electors voted for Trump and the Biden electors voted for Biden. Biden won 306 to 232 electoral votes. That night, there were some unexpected visitors who got into the White House. Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, Patrick Byrne, who is a corporate supporter of President Trump. He was the head of Overstock.com. And General Michael Flynn, his former and pardoned National Security Advisor. And they got to Trump right away. They came into the White House and alone. And this panicked Pat Cipollone, and it panicked Eric Hirschman and other members of Trump's staff. So what happened? It's called the Unhinged Meeting. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I mentioned Jamie Raskin, the congressman from Maryland, who was one of the principals in the hearings today. The other principal is a 43-year-old rising star in the Democratic Party, And partially because she's a very moderate Democrat as these things go. She is hardly a squonster. She is a Vietnamese refugee to the United States. She was born in Ho Chi Minh City. Her parents came to this country to spare their lives and to give their children a future. Her name is Stephanie Murphy. Murphy's her married name. She was born as Dang Thi Ngoc Dung. And she actually shares a birthday with my brother Jonathan. She has been participating in the questioning here. And the one thing that comes across so painfully about all this and bringing it all back is how passionately some good people, patriotic Americans, decent people, came to believe this, what has been called the big lie, about a fraudulent election. One of the things that happened today in the hearings is they led up with the president's counsel, Pat Cipollone, who, by the way, a lot of people on the right who now were opposed him because he testified before the committee and because he made it very clear that he told the president shortly after the election that you lost this thing. There's no evidence of fraud. There is no way that legally or logically that you can overturn the election. And the fact that the president didn't agree with that is very difficult. In any event, the idea of what happened here and the unhinged meeting that occurred that helped to lead up to all of this. And the reason it led up to all of this and is so directly connected is because what we found out tonight, and I don't think we knew that before now, is that during this entire period, the key invitation was sent out where the president said, come to Washington, D.C. I want you to come there. It's going to be wild. That was sent out at 1:42 a.m. in the morning, East Coast time. And it was right after Trump had gotten rid of or had let these people depart from the White House from this very angry meeting where apparently his staff members, people who were working for him, his deputy counsel, Eric Hirschman, his senior counsel, Pat Cipollone, that these people were arguing with Mike Flynn and Patrick Byrne and Sidney Powell. Rudy Giuliani says he wasn't in the room. He was sitting in the Roosevelt room alone, which is probably all for the good. But here's what they were talking about. They were talking about Trump appointing Sidney Powell as a special counsel and ordering the seizure by the federal government of the voting machines from all the states, all of the state voting machines. Now, of course, this is wildly unconstitutional. These are state voting machines. The states are supposed to supervise their own elections. And he was wanted to empower Sidney Powell to then go over all those voting machines. And Eric Hirschman was particularly outspoken. He was the deputy counsel to President Trump, working right under Pat Cipollone, who gave 8 hours of testimony on Friday. We heard a bunch of it today, this morning. And Sidney Powell has no credentials of any kind. She is not a respected lawyer. She is now trying to defend herself against a huge defamation suit for literally billions of dollars from Dominion of voting machines. And her response, the brief she filed in response, said that no normal person would take seriously my claims against Dominion as a statement of fact. Now, that's true. That's actually true. No one would take it seriously because it's cuckoo and it's not based on anything. And the idea that these voting machines were manipulated from Vietnam or they were manipulated from Venezuela or they were manipulated from Iran, as Sidney Powell has said at different times, and basically... The shouting began when President Trump said, well, I'm going to appoint her right now. She's appointed right now as special counsel. Now, nobody ever recognized that, partially because the attorney general is the one who actually has to appoint her a special counsel. And Trump already knew that Bill Barr was on his way out the door, that he was not going along at all with any of this Stop the Steal stuff. And part of what happened here is that Trump, after everyone left on what's called the unhinged meeting, and they had been upstairs in the residence in what is called the Yellow Oval. There's a big distinction if you've ever been to the White House, and I know many of you haven't, as tourists, and between the working parts of the White House, which are open to the public, and tourists do come through, and then the residence upstairs. The residence upstairs, they have what's called the Lincoln Bedroom, which used to be Lincoln's private office. The Yellow Oval is the largest room. It's sort of a sitting room upstairs. And that's where they were shouting at each other and going crazy and having difficulty. And it was after people came home from that meeting where people understand that at one point apparently they came close to blows. There were two participants, one from Team Normal and one from Team Crazy, who were threatening to beat each other up. And this was unlike any other meeting that we know about ever occurring in the White House. And after everyone went home from that, that's when Trump sat down and sent out that tweet at 1:42 in the morning, come and it will be wild. Here's the amazing thing, is that when what he sent out got a huge response from people. Huge response from people who were very, very eager to come and to participate in what everyone knew would be a violent confrontation the next day. And when I say the next day, they played some of a video audio that I've never heard before, which is a rally that was held the night of January 5th, the night before the storming of the Capitol. And it was at Freedom Plaza. And Trump could actually hear the voices that were being broadcast. And he listened avidly, apparently. There's testimony that Trump was listening and was actually encouraged by it. And then he responded to it. Now, what did they say at Freedom Plaza? We will play it for you because it's astonishing. And it answers so many questions. We'll play you the night before the big riot and the attack on the United States Capitol building. That coming up on The Medved Show.
I'll keep you in suspense.
On The Michael Medved Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is taking its toll on small business confidence. The National Federation of Independent Businesses said its optimism index fell to its lowest level in nearly a decade last month. More than a third of the nation's small business owners called inflation their single biggest problem. Regarding inflation, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says there's only one person to blame for it, congressional Democrats.
This all-Democratic government has already spent America into runaway inflation. And now, they want to tax us into a recession.
Democrats contend the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on supply chains and Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine are primarily to blame for inflation. The made-for-TV January 6 committee hearings are continuing today. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we are just getting to the night before the big day, the day when it's a ceremonial day, and every other time in American history that this has happened, that means since 1808, after the 12th Amendment was passed, it's operated like this. 12th Amendment cleaned up some of the confusion about the Electoral College that had been left by the founders in the original Constitution. So the 12th Amendment provided that on January 6th, deliberately a day that is now 14 days before the inauguration. They also changed the day from the inauguration. Originally it was in March, now it's in January. Anyway, that was back in 1932. The first inauguration, I think, was 36, was the first one in January. Anyway, the night before the big day, when Vice President Pence was presiding over a joint session of Congress to actually announce ceremonially the final results of the Electoral College, which are already known, already certified, already agreed to, the night before they were so rudely interrupted in that process by a horde of rioters, there was a rally at Freedom Plaza with some of the thousands of people. Yesterday, one of the Capitol police officers, whose piece we were sharing with you, Aquilino Gonnell, one of the Capitol police officers estimated there were about 10,000 people among those who actually stormed or tried to storm the Capitol building. Not all 10,000 went inside, but thousands did. 800 have been indicted. They've been charged with crimes, and some of them many of them have pleaded guilty. That relating to the January 6, 2021 attack. And the night before that attack occurred, they had this rally at Freedom Plaza where President Trump could hear the voices and hear what was going on. This is the way that Representative Murphy of Florida introduced a tape of what that rally sounded like. Listen.
Through the open door of the Oval Office, the president could hear the sound of the crowd and the music at the rally at the Freedom Plaza. And these are some of the things that they were saying there at the plaza, just blocks from where the president sat that evening, excited for the next day.
This is nothing less than an epic struggle for the future of this country between dark and light, between the godly and the godless, between good and evil. And we will win this fight, or America will step off into 1,000 years of darkness.
Tomorrow, trust me, the American people that are standing on the soil that we are standing on tonight, and they're going to be standing on this soil tomorrow, this is soil that we have fought over, fought for, and we will fight for in the future. The members of Congress, the members of the House of Representatives, the members of the United States Senate, those of you who are feeling weak tonight, those of you that don't have the moral fiber in your body, get some tonight, because tomorrow we the people are going to be here, and we want you to know that we will not stand for a lie. We will not stand for a lie. I want them to know that 1776 is always an option.
Okay, what's so remarkable about that, that's Alex Jones at the end, the one with the perpetually hoarse and strained voice chanting 1776, 1776. 1776 was actually decorous. It was dignified. It was rule of law. 1776 was 55 American patriots who were gathered together in Philadelphia debating a legal proceeding, declaring their independence. It wasn't a riot. It wasn't a series of attacks. It wasn't any attempt to seize British office holders or people on the other side. And by July of 1776, they'd already been fighting with an organized army, already commanded by July of 1776 by George Washington. And it was an army that represented 13 different, now newly independent states. And the idea that we're just going to storm a building and take it over, they didn't even do that with the Boston Tea Party. Boston Tea Party, they destroyed some property, some tea. But there was not an attempt to toss British officials into the river or to storm the symbols of authority, because there was organized authority on the other side. And by the way, the patriots, with all of the history of this country and all of the struggles we have had over monumental issues, none more monumental than the existence of slavery, what is extraordinary is that we've never had anything like this. This is the way that Trump reacted to the voices you have just heard as described by Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy. Listen.
At 5:05 p.m., as the Freedom Plaza rally was underway, just blocks away, President Trump tweeted, "Washington is being inundated with people who don't want to see an election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats. Our country has had enough. They won't take it anymore." To the crowds gathering in D.C., he added, "We hear you and love you from the Oval Office."
Okay, with what you just heard, 1776, the president said, "We hear you and love you." Again, the question is, let's say the other side, counter history, and that they had succeeded somehow in actually winning for the Trump argument about stopping the election or seizing the voting machines. How would this have worked? By the way, I would absolutely love it if some true believer calls me, and I'll give you a chance to talk and explain it entirely. Let's say that they had actually captured Mike Pence and not hanged him, or they had taken some hostages, which was one of the things they were interested in. That was why they were taking zip cord with them to tie people up in and for use as possible hostages. So how would this thing have worked? In other words, you want to overturn the election. You've had 62 legal proceedings, many of them with Trump-appointed judges, all of whom have just said, "No, of course you can't turn over the election. It's over. It's won." Can someone explain to me what the president and Team Crazy and the Michael Flynns of this world and the Patrick Burns and Rudy Giuliani's and the Sidney Powells and all the rest of them, what they had in mind? I mean, how could it possibly have worked if they had succeeded in capturing and holding the Capitol building? What would have happened then? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about some of the testimony today and some of the tape and the most moving, I think, and disturbing elements of this hearing in particular have been some of the contemporary tapes of what happened at January 6th and what happened just the night before. We'll talk about the reference to a red wedding from a pro-Trump YouTuber named Salty Cracker. We'll get to that in a moment. Let me go to Dave, who's calling from Mexico. Dave, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Buenos dias, Miguel.
Buenos dias. Are you vacationing in Mexico or are you living there?
Oh, I live here. We live here in Washington State, but I've been a Medhead for a long time now, and this morning I had to call in and speak with you, Michael, because I've been listening to some of your comments, and I was actually, my wife and I were driving along listening to some of the live hearings and so forth, and we had to turn it off. And I'll tell you why, because one of your questions was, you know, when you brought up General Flynn and all those other folks, to, how would they respond? What was their plan, in other words? And therein is the problem. When you listen to these hearings, there is no rebuttal. There is no cross-examination. There is no people that can respond to these things. I would listen to some of these, what I would call a sound bite. Of Trump's speech that he gave, you know, talking to some of the crowd there, and you can hear where they cut it off, where he would possibly say, "And let's march down to the Capitol and have a peaceful protest." And I didn't listen to the speech entirety, but it seems to me that they're picking and choosing on things to where. And I know you've never been a Trump fan. I know you didn't vote for him, and I voted for Trump. I wish he would have done things differently because I think he's got some great ideas, but unfortunately, you know, he's not doing it right. But I have a big problem with these hearings because of that.
Hold on for a moment. You mentioned Michael Flynn. They spoke to Michael Flynn, and actually they played today. Some Michael Flynn's response to some questions, which was taking the Fifth Amendment. And the question here is, in other words, and they, by the way, have acknowledged, and everyone has acknowledged, is that Trump put in, it wasn't in the, and I think this will be in the hearing that they're going to be doing next week. He used the term, I want you to protest peacefully, and he threw in the term peacefully, but it was not in the original script. And what's fascinating is the difference between the original script that they had prepared and the speech that he delivered right before they marched up to the Capitol. The one thing that is very clear is they now have, and they have this from everybody, that Trump really did intend to go up to the Capitol with them. And the question that I would ask, and that I would love to hear some attempt to answer from anyone, including all of the people, they have interviewed more than 1,000 witnesses, and nobody has explained or tried to explain how Trump thought it would work when he led several thousand very angry people marching up to the Capitol building and then he arrived there. Was he planning to go in and speak? Was he planning to what exactly? Have you thought about
that? Well, this is where I think the problem is, though, is they're, when you get these interviews, when they interview all these people, Michael, the problem is what are they disclosing on these interviews? They're disclosing, they're picking and choosing the things that they have on their narrative. And that's the problem. If they have a regular trial, that would be great.
But this is not a. But this is. They will. But believe me, there will be trials because there will be more indictments. There have been 800 indictments so far. That's 800. So that means 800 trials.
Do you remember the impeachment hearings? Of course, you remember the impeachment hearings and so forth. And they found him not guilty. Okay, and all these things. Well, you would have thought in the beginning that this guy is guilty of sin on every single count that Schiff and all those other clowns brought up. Well, what's different from this? That's what I'm saying.
What's different from this is not impeachment, this is not a trial, this is not even a grand jury. There probably will be all of that concerning Trump. I'm fairly persuaded now that there will be. As a matter of fact, Trump had to cancel a rally in North Carolina Friday because he's giving deposition and other charges against him about the way he ran his businesses in New York. He and Ivanka and Donald Jr. are all required to give testimony, so they can't speak at this Trump freedom rally that they had planned. It's a money-raising opportunity in North Carolina. The question here would be, again, people say, well, why didn't they let Republicans on the committee? They had invited Republicans on the committee. They had been given five names by Kevin McCarthy. The two names that Nancy Pelosi objected to were Jim Jordan of Ohio and Jim Banks of Indiana, because they were actually suspects. In other words, it would be a very awkward situation, because one of the very few people that Trump spoke to on January 6th, and he spoke to him at length and several times, was Jim Jordan. So he's a potential witness, but not a potential member for the committee. And rather than replacing those two and sending the other three who had been accepted, Kevin McCarthy said, no, Republicans won't participate in this in these hearings other than Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. And apparently, according to five or six different reports, Trump's angry at him. Trump wishes that he had, and so do I, actually assigned some Republicans to the committee. It would have been a very different proceeding. But do you really think the results would have been different? What's the good side? What's the defense side for the idea of this wild gathering in Washington, D.C. on January 6th? What is positive about it?
Well, it's all disclosure. I think it's what really went on. And when you look at the things that happened in the Capitol, I think they were the people involved that really did some nefarious things that were unfortunate, obviously. But But I think the vast majority of them had the intention of simply
You're right, and that's why there have been only, I say only, 800 indictments so far. The point I'm talking about is not the way people behaved. I'm talking about the very idea of it. The very idea of having this rally, this gathering of thousands of people saying it will be wild and saying we're going to stop the election from going forward. How is that in any sense a positive?
Well, if it's the what ifs, but you know, what if something was wrong? I mean,
if something was wrong, you take it to court, and they took it to court 60 times. We have a rule of law in this country. And the point is, first of all, I'm really glad that you called. But secondly, if you actually believe that there's something wrong with the election, there you can't take it to the streets. You can't decide it in the streets. That is anarchy, and it's violence, and it's what you would expect from a two-bit banana republic, but not a nation with a rule of law and a judicial system, and with, by the way, literally hundreds of judges who have been appointed by Trump that you can go to, and they did. And basically, there's no substance at all. How could it be that Trump's attorney general, his deputy attorney general, the third-ranking guy in the Justice Department, his general counsel, his deputy general counsel, all the people he appointed who were working for him, told him there is no evidence. There wasn't massive fraud. There wasn't enough fraud in any state. This is from Bill Barr, his attorney general, who's a strong conservative. There wasn't enough evidence in any single state of fraud to change the result in that state, let alone to change the result in at least three of them, which you would need to do. And with one of those states being Pennsylvania, which is 20 electoral votes, it would have probably had to be four states to undo the election results. And the difficulty here is it's miserable to lose elections. It's certainly miserable to lose elections if there's one candidate you're really, really enthusiastic about. And there are a lot of people who are enthusiastic about Trump. But the difficulty that you're going to try to override that by have people marching on the Capitol building, and it was Trump who urged them to march on the Capitol building. He didn't tell them what he wanted them to do up there. Why not? Well, we will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-7 793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.